brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. Hey, gosh, August the 6th, 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, good morning.
Addy?
You know...
But, you know Bob, what, Bubba, you know, we watched for Carl's birthday?
Wait a minute. I've talked to you about this for 4 years. All right. But every time it rolls through here, another day, another month, another year has gone by without you doing anything about it. What's going on?
I'm telling you, I if I could turn back time to.
If we could turn back time.
We just need it.
Guess who else is here today? Guess who else is here today? Good morning, Linda.
Mwah. Good morning. Howdy. No, Major Dundee was the movie of choice. No, we went to the movies yesterday for Carl's birthday. Oh, if you're just tuning in, Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Tuesday, 7:06, 64 degrees. If you're going, you're turning it on, you're getting your fix. We understand that. You know, you're our fix. I hope we're your fix. Today's going to be sunny with temperatures around 95. So yesterday, of course, it was Carl's birthday.
Weather's always brought to you by.
In Selma Vineyards. Yesterday, we were talking about how Carl's birthday, and thank you for all the well wishers and the many thousands of people on Facebook.
Thank you very much.
People yesterday all over. So what's Carl want to do? He wants to take his specific day and go to the movies. And we see Two Guns with Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg. What'd you think?
I thought that the premise between I like Denzel Washington a lot and Mark Wahlberg has become, you know, semi-good. But the premise behind the whole thing is that, you know, a group of Navy SEALs turn bad. And then the Navy, I mean, admirals in the Navy are bad. I mean, come on. And then, of course, the CIA is always bad. But the bottom line on the whole thing is that it's the writer took the easy way out. They could have made it a better movie.
All right. And then fast forward.
So I will give that out of a 10. I will give it a 5.
Fast forward. We watch Major Dundee, the re-edited version. So that just makes me think about, you know, the Yahoo, because this is one of my favorite movies of all time. So you
Sam Peckinpah.
And
it was a recut version.
Famous Dave Ribs. Hey, let's talk about what's happening in our market minute, because that's really an important thing with, you know, where are we putting our funds and what's happening in the market with our market expert from Wells Fargo, Josh Wiley. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, stocks are poised for another quiet day on Wall Street as investors digest a batch of corporate profit tallies. Currently, the Dow's down 85 points at 15,526, while the Nasdaq's down 15 at 3,677, and the S&P 500's down 7 at 1,700. Oil is down 2 cents at $106.54 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.66%. Gold's down $14.90 at $1,287, while silver's down 13 cents at $19.59 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Big Blue's down $4.46 at $191.04, Sprouts Farmers Market's down 40 cents at $41.08, while Tesla Motors is down $2.47 at $142.24. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive to their offices or give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's 243-7561, our Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. You know, today on the show we've got Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, who is a man of many facets and a man who believes in America and believes in freedoms of America, He'll be on at 8 o'clock. We have a few other surprises between now and 8. He wants to talk about the socialization of America. And I don't mean socialization by the fact of us all getting along better, but what's happening to our country and what his comparisons are to other countries he's lived in that has that is socialist in nature. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460.
I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI is an organization focused on true personal protection, not just certification. The serious nature of using deadly force against an intruder or assailant demands experienced professional instruction. Get it right the first time by calling NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 or visit us on the web or our Facebook page for a listing of our summer classes. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Redding Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Redding Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Are you concerned about your investments in this volatile market? Don't know who to believe or what investment advisor will tell you the truth about your options? Whether you want lower risk investments or dividend paying stocks, I can help you. But first, I'd like to invite you to join us for Financial Bingo, August 7th at Red Lobster Restaurant. This is a fun evening with great food and prizes and your chance to get to know my firm, the Advice Center. This month, we're adding a question and answer session to answer your investment, tax, or estate planning questions. Join me for a fun and informative evening. To join us for Financial Bingo August 7th at Red Lobster or to schedule a free consultation, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 or go to theadvicecenter.com. That's 244-7526 or 244-PLAN for your investment, insurance, and tax planning needs.
Securities through Royal Alliance. Member FINRA, SIPC. Companies are separate and independent from Royal Alliance.
Wait for the scream. Wait. Here we go. Oh, there we go. Now
welcome
we
back to Free Fire
day.
Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, there's already screams.
Oh, yeah.
Carl
yeah.
Lindebaugh, good morning. 7:15 in the morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, our friends down there. You know, veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, and of course, Espresso Joe's great coffee. Not only can you just buy coffee or cold drinks, or when it's hot, you know, hot weather, you can buy all the accoutrements to make your coffee and beans, the whole thing there.
What do you think about a coffee? How about a coffee brand called Flying Monkeys? Does that say it all? I'd like a hot cup of Flying
Monkeys.
Yeah, monkey.
When monkeys fly out of my...
Oh, shoot. It reminded me just, I'm sorry, I'm such a visual person. We saw Ray Donovan the other night, and this guy, they gave him something in his drink, and he was like thinking he was, that his desk had turned to water, and he was seeing this monkey. It was funny because, you know, anyway, so I just started thinking about, you know, the hypertension of when you really get a good buzz with coffee, flying monkeys.
Back home brew, 2643 Hilltop Drive. There will be no flying monkies there, though, and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Tobacco and Brew, 2643.
Where would you be without me? You would be in mundane land.
It's a mundane land. Okay, one of our people in the chat room said that yesterday, EW Scripps, publisher of our record Searchlight here, lost 10.8% on a bad earnings report on the market, and this morning they are off another 2.2%. And that he predicts that they'll probably lay off the newspaper division of somebody else. Well, this is other news that's just come on, is that Amazon founder and billionaire bought the Washington Post. It just came out. And this is, you know, the newspapers, as many others in print, many other print media, are deeply in trouble, as most people know. Readership is going way down. People are going to the internet, but they've been in trouble and have been. Anyway, this guy he's buying it as an individual. He's not buying it through Amazon.com. By the way, when he founded Amazon.com, the only thing he was selling, books out of his garage when he founded it. And now, of course, he is a multi-billionaire. So he bought the Washington Post. He says it will stay the same type of newspaper with the same values, which I assume means liberal. The name will be changed though.
Really?
And the members of the family that own the Washington Post, and they've been in this, you know, the Washington Post business forever, some of them are going to stay on the board, and they're asking their senior manager to stay. But also, you know, in a related story, the Boston Globe was also sold, and it was announced on Saturday, to billionaire John Henry. So you're looking at a lot of changes in the newspaper industry when you're having individuals buy up the newspapers. They're saying that, well, you know, they don't have to answer to when it's corporations, they don't have to answer to the stockholders when they're losing all their money. So,
well, Dead Tree Media has been in dire need of a major makeover for 20 years now, and this might be the shot in the arm it needs. And supposedly, I was listening to a story this morning on the BBC that they are wanting to get back into doing real, honest-to-goodness reporting, and that would be a great thing.
Well, you know, if it was that, if it was reporting where you had, it was an unbiased report, yes, absolutely, we'd be all for that, that it's your headline, you know, it's not a hit piece on people. And we've seen that. You see that at the national level. You see it at the state level. And yes, and you see it even in our own city. I know it's hard to believe, but there have actually been, reports of, you know, I mean, you've seen headlines that have managed to, give a slant on which way the people feel. And a lot of times the headlines, and here's the funny thing, from what I understand, headlines aren't even written by the guy that writes the article. And they're written, and the headlines are provided from a different area. So, so when you're looking at the headlines, sometimes it's, well, wait a minute, that's not exactly what's being said here. Anyway, the whole thing is that print media is in trouble, that the internet, obviously, and texting and phones, and how you get your information, the fact that they have apps and that their internet that Record Searchlight put out, I'm not sure how good, I don't know how it's been, received. With having to be have a subscription. It seems like the numbers when you look at it, you know, the people commenting are way, way, way down. You don't see these 200-300 comments anymore. You see like, I think I've ever seen was like 45. So obviously a lot of people are out of it.
Okay, something in the headlines that we talked about earlier. You know, he's got an interesting name, by the way. Reince Priebus. Okay? He is the Republican National Committee Chairman. He's saying that he gave two television networks less than 2 weeks to pull major projects on the life of Hillary Clinton. I don't know how I feel about this. I mean, I wonder how you feel about it. If they don't, he says he's going to stop both NBC and CNN from airing Republican primary debates before the 2016 election. He thinks that the network's programming is aimed at promoting Clinton, who is seen as the likely Democratic frontrunner for the election. He has sent letters to Robert Greenblatt, who's chairman of NBC Entertainment, and Jeff Zucker, president of CNN Worldwide. Going on with this particular article, it says, in the letters, Priebus said that the decision to produce the shows was unfair, both to Clinton's potential Democratic rivals, who he said include Vice President Joe Biden, Governors Martin O'Malley of Maryland, Andrew Cuomo of New York, and John Hickenlooper of Colorado, and Minnesota Senator Amy These are names. Klobuchar and the eventual GOP pick should Clinton win the Democratic primary. Now, do you think that this is like huge publicity in, you know, whenever you ban, what do you think about this, Carl? I mean, I'm curious what other people think.
Well, I think there's a lot of things we need to say, but I think we need to take a quick break. And when we do come back, what do you think? Is it a way of boosting Hillary already? Oh, let's just start putting favorable, even though nobody has seen them yet, is it a way to put favorable publicity out? Oh, movies on Hillary Clinton 2 years out before the election? I think that if you don't think that has something to do with politics, then you are so naive. But we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we got people on the line. Let's discuss this. Carl and Linda Bott.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Play all your favorite table games right now at Wind River Resort and Casino. We're offering everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge, Pai Gow Poker, Lucky Ladies Bonuses, Royal 21 Poker, and our newest game, Mystery Card Roulette. Roulette is the oldest casino game and extremely popular. An exciting game of pure chance. But it's important to know how to bet. Play your birthday, anniversary, last week's winning lottery numbers, inside bet, straight up, split bet, odd or even, street bet or line bet, corner or quad bet, just to name a few, and get lucky. Ask your friendly dealer how to play. Your game is roulette. Wind River Resort and Casino is a cut above the rest with you, the player, in mind, offering the hottest variety of table games in the North State. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For details, log on to WinRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better on the river.
Mesquite Barbecue and Catering Service. On-site barbecue catering and full-service catering. We use our expertise to do it your way. Full menu available. From elegant to budget packages. Quotes by telephone. 223-3868. We accept credit cards and have a no-interest, no-charge payment plan. We have a minister, officiant, photographer on staff. And are endorsed by the Professional Wedding Association. Mesquite Barbecue and Catering Service. 530-223-3868. Give us a call. You won't be sorry.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand, Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event. Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:24 in the morning. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Senior and veteran discounts, locally owned, family operated, competitive prices. Shasta Gas Propane, good people doing good work. 530-365-3793. We were talking about the Republican National Committee has issued an ultimatum to CNN and NBC on the Clinton propaganda. You know, I can say propaganda because if you know what, it's you're naive if you don't think this is being put out because they want Clinton to be the front runner and to be the Democratic nominee and then the president of the United States. And if you don't believe that, then you need to go back and take a look at what's happened in the past. The thing is the, and so the Republican committee says, fine, you want to do that, then you will never, ever televise a debate that we're in, which is fine. That's their choice. Will it be a hit piece? Will it be like something you see on TV, like W, where they go after George W. Bush or any of these others? Of course not. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl. Don't mean to change the subject.
That's okay.
Listening on the radio yesterday morning when you talked about the enhancement drugs that the sports people were taking, some of the ball players.
Yeah.
And I assume that's to produce an enhancement performance.
Well, I assume that's what it is. They can swing the bat faster and hit the ball further. Oh, okay.
And the other half is the fact that these women go out and get a facelift, a tummy tuck, and a boob job for enhancement performance, and you never mentioned that at all.
Well, you're right. And I should have. I should have mentioned Pamela Anderson in the same breath as Alex Rodriguez.
I think that, in fairness, that you should bring in both sides of it.
Okay, Henry, thanks a lot.
You want to get me going on that horse?
Yeah, go ahead.
No. Somehow when Pamela Anderson came out, she started to define, women in, especially in, I guess, you look at, sexy images of what is considered to be, hot. Like the new porn or the playmate or whatever you will, big lips, big blonde hair, but big breasted. And that seemed to kind of like change the norm of what it's weird. It's anyway. So I don't think Alex Rodriguez was kind of like the norm as far as how he looks. I think people are so disappointed. They put so much into, again, having a hero for a player. That he ended up, he's let his fans down, and it's not just adults, children who had his posters up on the walls and thought, I want to be like him when I grow up. They're crushed.
And by
they're crushed.
That's true.
Their dream is crushed.
Because of
a lie.
They are putting 12 of them out. Two or three of them were found innocent. But 12 of them are going to be suspended, starting with 50 games. His is for the 211. And that was not me that went, yuck, when you were describing Pamela Anderson. That was Bad Bob.
That is a cartoon character.
It is.
Yeah. I could not think
it's
of anything
real.
Less sexy than her.
Well, you know what?
And well, wait a minute then. Okay. What about Sophia Loren?
I have a
she could you could describe her except for the blonde hair. Okay,
no.
So she has thick dark hair. She has a big bust. She has full lips, and yet it's the same description you made of Pamela Anderson. And so she's not entirely sexual or sensual.
Yes, of course.
I think
she's
Sophia
real.
Loren was an entirely different species.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
You're looking at just for looks, though, Claudia Cardinale. What about that?
No, I mean, if you're looking at just looks. Those are beautiful, real, zoftic, voluptuous, sensuous. They're real. It's not, one day it's a triple D and one day it's a C. And one day it's extra lips and one day it's not. And
the difference is kind of like just like in baseball then, that it's, you want the real deal. And if the real deal is like that, then we're all happy. Is that it?
Yeah, not only that, Pamela Anderson's face, ugh. I'm sorry. Her constant expression was just one of that. No, not sexy.
How about Marilyn? Yeah,
Marilyn was smoldering.
Max is saying,
she was smoldering. She couldn't help it when she put the it factor on.
You can compare Barry Bonds and Pamela Anderson to Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe. See, you have one that they're all enhanced, and the other two, no enhancements yet, are famous, world famous, and their names will never die.
Yeah, I think that's the energy.
That's right. And you figure that, the fact is what kind of pressure is it that causes people to do this? Is it the same kind of pressure that, if I'm going to make this money, if I'm going to be this good, I have to take, enhancement drugs. And if I'm going to have a chance of making it in, Hollywood, I have to have my body enhanced. Do guys do that? Linda? Do guys do that? Are guys enhanced that way? And their, I mean, their lips, do they get their hair done? I mean, do all these things?
Remember Michael Jackson and his famous nose.
Michael Jackson.
Okay. Hello, there are men, I mean, especially in LA, that do the Botox and the lip injections and the face peels and all that.
We have to run. And when we come back, we're going to have people in here representing the wall.
Let's talk about real stuff.
From the Fox Business Network, a cut in the Federal Reserve's bond buying program could come later this year. That's according to Atlanta Fed President Dennis Lockhart, who said in an interview that tapering is possible by September, but that depends on job creation and GDP. Lockhart added he's prepared to delay or reconsider tapering if economic data disappoints. Meanwhile, the U.S. trade deficit for June narrowed sharply to $34.22 billion. That's a 22.4% decline from May, and it's the smallest deficit since October of 2009. Analysts were expecting the deficit to decrease, but only to $43.5 billion. And Sony has rejected a proposal from hedge fund manager Daniel Loeb to spin off part of its entertainment business, saying that holding full ownership of Sony Pictures and Sony Music is fundamental to the company's success. Loeb's third point proposed that Sony sell up to 20% of its entertainment arm and use money from the sale to restructure its electronics business. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, AutoTrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cash back or low APR. So you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Every parent knows that slow motion feeling when you just can't get there in time. Like when your daughter thinks she can surf down the slide. At MD Imaging, you can be there for her while we handle matters of, is it broken? And can my cast be purple? Doctors trust MD Imaging because we treat every patient with the best care, even when it's just a sprain. And because we do everything right here, we know the monkey bars are calling. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Looks like we're going to have a sunny and hot day with temperatures around 95 degrees. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. We've got special guests in the house today, but before we do, this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. We love Orchard Nutrition. They have an in-store deli and their largest selection of natural foods and supplements. If you're looking for the special vitamin D, go to the folks. They're experts down there. They're going to tell you what's going on in all of your nutrition needs. 221 Locust Street, or give them a call at 244-9141. Tell them that we sent you.
Hey, we'd like to give a shout-out, too, for somebody, Frank Rose. Frank Rose came in yesterday, a complete surprise to me, and brought in a birthday cake. Well, it's the shout-out's not for that, except thank you again, Frank. It's the fact that Frank Rose does so much for veterans and for our community. It's just unbelievable. There's a number of people here like Frank but without people like Frank Rose in our community, it wouldn't be as good. It wouldn't be as strong as it is with people like Frank Rose. Gosh, you know, I don't want to leave people out, but people like Frank Rose and Kim Chamberlain and Barbara Harrison and so many others like that. And I don't want to start naming them because there are so many, but Frank Rose is just a stalwart. He had a slight accident with his truck the other day, but he's okay. And which is good, because without Frank, who knows what would happen. But Sons of Italy, any veteran project, he is the official photographer of things going on. Anytime you see him, he's out there. And again, hey, Frank, thank you so much for yesterday. And thank you so much for what you do for our community here in the veterans community. And speaking of that, we have three people with us here today. We've got Matt Nemo. We have J.R. Nichols. And we have Derek Hendershot. And they're all here to talk about Wall of Remembrance. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's start with you. Let's start with Matt then. And tell us a little bit about this again. Tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Okay. Well, I'm a local guy. I've been volunteering for the last decade. And I joined AMVETS, which is American Veterans, because I needed a platform to be able to give back to my community. And bringing this Wall of Remembrance to Reading is one of the opportunities I've had the pleasure of participating with. And this is important. This is a wall to remember the folks that have paid the sacrifice for us, you know, for the decisions we have as a society. And I would let these two gentlemen describe the wall, because this man here, JR, is the builder. And his partner here, Derek, they're absolutely phenomenal people, and I couldn't do it justice for that. But I do want to say, if you guys want stuff like this come to Reading in the area, please, by all means, donate to keep these things coming, because this wall runs completely on donations, and other events that we'll have this year and next year are all donation-based. So it's something to keep in mind, and I'll pass it on to JR here and let him tell you about the wall.
Okay, this is JR Nichols, and JR, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is JR Nichols, and we actually started a foundation called Vision to Victory, where we grant wishes for our combat wounded veterans coming home. Everything from some of our guys that are triple amputees to folks that are just having battles with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. So what we did is we decided to build a global war on terror wall of remembrance for those that are currently dealing with our global war on terrorism. And what it represents those that have fallen in Beirut in 1983, Desert Shield, Desert Storm, all the victims and heroes from 9/11 on that horrific day, and then all of our losses from Iraq and Afghanistan, including a name that's actually going to be added on Friday night, which is Specialist Nicholas Burley, who you guys lost here locally on the 30th over there in Afghanistan and should be returning home soon. I want to stress to the community, please come out and support Friday night out at Big League Dreams Field. We're going to do a candlelight vigil for Nicholas and his family. And we're asking the community to show up, come out there. We're going to be adding his name to the wall that night, as just kind of a special situation.
What time is that event Friday night?
That's going to be at 8:30 p.m. down on the field.
And what time can people start showing up on Friday?
They can start showing up on Friday. It's open all day. It actually opens up Friday morning. Opening ceremonies is at 9 o'clock in the morning. I guess Matt, they have the mayor's supposed to be coming out and giving a speech, and they'll have a few other individuals from your guys' veteran community that are going to be out there. And then they'll be open from then until Sunday, and we'll take it down Sunday afternoon and head off to Hayden, Idaho.
Okay, and I tell you what, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to Derek because you're one of the founders of this also, right, Derek?
I'm a driver.
Okay, and a retired Marine. So let's talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. We're talking about our wall of remembrance that's going to be arriving here on Thursday and open to the public on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And they're going to have a special night on Friday night to celebrate the memory of Specialist Burley, who was killed in action in Afghanistan on the 30th. We'll be right back.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Are you concerned about your investments in this volatile market? Don't know who to believe or what investment advisor will tell you the truth about your options? Whether you want lower risk investments or dividend paying stocks, I can help you. But first, I'd like to invite you to join us for Financial Bingo, August 7th at Red Lobster Restaurant. This is a fun evening with great food and prizes and your chance to get to know my firm, the Advice Center. This month, we're adding a question and answer session to answer your investment, tax, or estate planning questions. Join me for a fun and informative evening. To join us for Financial Bingo August 7th at Red Lobster, or to schedule a free consultation, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 or go to theadvicecenter.com. That's 244-7526 or 244-PLAN for your investment, insurance, and tax planning needs.
Securities through Royal Alliance. Member FINRA, SIPC. Companies are separate and independent from Royal Alliance.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at novb.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
Find Anytime Fitness next to Holiday Market in West Reading and join for a dollar on May 7th through the 9th.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to KTNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach here on your Free Fire Radio morning fix, along with our producer, Bad Bob. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Estate Granite. Hey, Mike Huber and his people down in Estate Granite and more. If you start talking about artists in Granite, these are the guys. From Granite Kitchens and Bathroom Makeovers to Forever Furniture. And of course, the Ultimate Lucky Smoker, which we use this weekend, which, is the Ultimate Lucky Smoker. You can't buy a better one than that one. Take a look at it, but mainly look at what he does with the Granite, for your kitchen makeovers, your bathrooms, everything. Give him a call at 241-7866. That's 241-7866. estate, granite, and more, Mike Huber. Our guests today are Matt Nemo, J.R. Nichols, and Derek Hendershot. And Matt's the local guy who has, who's in AmVets here. And J.R. and is the one that came up with the and helped build this wall of remembrance that we're talking about. And Derek is also a member of his team.
Yes, and I drive.
And you're the driver there. And you're a retired Marine, it says here.
Actually, that was just a typo.
Oh, okay.
I did my 4 years, but, you know.
U.S. Marine Corps honorably, because I said, gosh, you're young. Maybe you got shot up a lot, which is not unusual for Marines.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to go over there and help fight with my brothers, but I'm here at home now fighting for my brothers on the wall.
You served and you were ready to go.
Yeah, that's, absolutely.
You know, when people say to me, they almost apologize, well, I didn't get into the fight. Well, you know, what I think is that you put your life on the line anyway, and whether you were there then or, you know, the fact is that you volunteered for it.
Yeah, I was there during 9/11. I watched it, but my time was just at that point. It was up. But they didn't. I did what I was asked of me.
Everything, and that's all you can ask for people that are in the service.
Absolutely.
The Wall of Remembrance. Can you give us a description of this?
Yeah, the Wall of Remembrance is 100 feet long. It's 6 feet high. It actually has two sides to it. On one side, there's actually a full color timeline depiction, and I mean full color timeline from 1983. The bombing of the barracks in Beirut, and then it ends with the most recent, obviously, the Boston bombings at the Marathon. So everything's on there, and everything's covered from the USS Cole, I mean, all of it, down to Fort Hood. Everything's on the timeline side. And then on the name side is what we consider the front side, which is all of the names of our fallen that you'll see on there from Beirut, Desert Shield, Desert Storm, like I said, 9/11, all the victims of 9/11, and all those that are lost in Iraq and Afghanistan, literally up until the day. So if it's once the walls update, because it's a perpetual wall, so once it's updated, we usually update it once a month. I have a new panel sent out to the next town to replace the last panel. And then on the bottom of the wall, if something happens while we're in town, we usually have a dry erase board that we add the name to, and we place it next to the wall.
Okay, so it's made again of the wall is made of?
The wall's made of a product called Sintra, which is just a really heavy duty, plastic, but it's got a direct print on it. And that direct print, even it has a little bit of a raise to it where you can actually even take rubbings off of the wall.
Oh, fabulous. And so when you talk about that there's color depicting 9/11 on, is it an artist rendering?
No. These are actual photos and images.
Wow.
Of course, respectfully done so that you can bring, you know, your family out. You can have the youngest. I mean, I have a 6 and 8 year old daughter, so I think about this kind of stuff when we're setting it up. And you can bring the whole family out, and it is probably one of the best educations that you can offer to the kids.
Yeah, and so timeline.
You had a situation when you came to Reading. Now, right now, the wall is in Reno.
No, it's here.
It's here.
It's here. Okay, so you set it up. You're setting it up Thursday night. Friday is when everybody can come out to Field of Dreams. But you had a story. You wanted to do a shout out to a local business here who helped you out.
Oh yeah.
Yes, Northern Trailer Supply. We were driving yesterday, and we went through down one of your wonderful roads, and a ditch came out of nowhere, and basically ripped the hitch off the back of our truck. To the point where we had to drop the trailer right there, and luckily we caught it in time and we didn't lose the trailer, but we rushed off to the very first trailer company we came to, and of course Northern Trailer had a big old American flag awning out there, and we pulled in and he took care of us, and he's a veteran himself. We thanked him for his service, and he also wanted to let it be known that he gives veteran discounts and that he supports his local veterans.
So what's his name again?
His name is Tom and Brenda, and they're with Northern Trailer Supply.
Northern Trailer Supply. So we give you a, you know, ring a bell for you.
Yeah, it's 2577 Victor Avenue in Reading, California.
All right. Well, that's good. You know what? But you're going to find there's a lot of friendly people here in Reading. That's why we're here. Okay, so it's over 100 feet long, and you've got photos on it, names, and it looks like also you have, I guess things that we saw in ceremonies for fallen warriors over there with an M16 and a helmet.
Yeah, we have a battlefield cross that's out
battlefield
front.
Battlefield cross out in front.
That actually has a Kevlar and a cover from an individual on it. It has some boots from another individual. And then we have we hang 5 dog tags off of it, one for each branch of the service.
So what kind of feedback do you get on this?
You know what? Sure. What we usually do is we tell people walk the timeline side first. Start with Beirut. Walk the full timeline. usually when they come around the corner and then they're faced with the name side, it's, there's three emotions. One is completely overwhelmed, and sometimes they have to step away from it for a second. Sometimes they'll walk around the corner and they'll be an expletive, you know, that will come out. Or sometimes it's, you know, it's that true understanding of there's the price right there. There's your price for your freedom. That's it. And you can't, it can't be more in your face. And I mean, there's 11,000 names on that wall.
I'm just going to ask that. How many names you have? We have 6,600 that have died.
Yeah. 67 something. Yeah.
67 something that's died now. Well, yeah, it must be, close to that one, but 11,000 have been injured and killed.
You were talking about like the response, and one that came up to my mind was in North Platte, Nebraska, where we were at. We had this, World War II veteran that had walked the wall, seen everything, and he came up to us afterwards and handed me a handwritten note, and it said in there, "Thank you for what you're doing. This is an important piece of American history that needs to be, you know, shown, and people need to know this." And to have a World War II vet, you know, with tears in his eyes walking up to you and handing you a handwritten note like that, that just, you know, touched my heart. But it made me, it kind of justifies what we're doing because they understand there's veterans out there and there's other Americans that know what's going on.
About 1% of the people serve.
Yeah, that's
and,
the truth.
But there's a link between the World War II vets. I mean, you're as close to them as being your brothers as the ones that fought with you in Fallujah and Ramadi and these. Because they all, you know, they have this very wide vein of love for this country is passed. And the fact that you've been there and done that. So.
And then for me, it's the family side. I mean, I grew up in a family, in a veteran household. My stepdad served in Vietnam in 65 and 66 with the 101st. And for me, it's the family side. When I watched the families walk up, one of the very first things that I ran into was we had a mom. We were at Skip Fordyce Harley Davidson for West Coast Thunder out here. And, we had a mom walk up to the wall and she was holding a little child and she walked up and she had her son's pin on, you know, that was clearly killed in action. And she was asking for his name. We helped her look, you know, her son up on the panel. And I'm standing there with her and she's looking it up and she sees the name and she pretty much collapses down to, you know, a seated position. And we're trying to help her up, trying to console her. And I said, well, focus on your granddaughter. You know, your granddaughter's right here. And she goes, "That is my son's daughter that he never saw." Okay, and you're talking about, you know, the child was like 8-9 months old. So,
unfortunately, that happens. That happens in so many times that they never see it. You know, they never see that child, and the child just grows up with just photos.
Yep, and that's
photos and memories, yep. And then maybe at some point to go and see daddy's name on the wall.
That just happened. Even that happened with a little 6-year-old girl in Irvine. Her mom brought her over to see her dad's name on the wall. Then she dressed her in red, white, and blue, and the daughter turned around and kissed her dad's name that was on the wall.
Okay. So, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about AmVets here. Okay? Carl Lundebach, KCNR 1460.
Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 800-98-STEEL. You must act now. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, we're talking to J.R. Nichols and Matt Nemo and Derek Kindershot. We're talking about the Wall of Remembrance that's going to be here. Wall of Remembrance is from the on the War of Terrorism, but it starts in 1983 with the bombing in Beirut. And then it's a timeline of everything up to and including today on one side. On the other side are the names of all the heroes who have lost their lives and those who have also been wounded in combat, while serving. And, this great monument has been all over the United States. And how long have you been doing this?
We built this wall on 9/11/11 for the 10-year remembrance.
Okay.
And, this is the inaugural trip around the United States.
But you've been going everywhere. How many spots are you stopping?
This is actually our 17th visit with this wall. Most of them have been in California as trial runs.
Uh-huh.
And then we did a small trial run to Nebraska a little while ago to see how everything would travel. And so now this is actually our first all the way around the country, all through the northern states and then down through the southern states.
And you're going to be hitting New York. You're going to be on New York on 9/11. Then.
We're going to be in New York on 9/11 in Eisenhower Park. Yeah.
Okay. Now the Wall of Remembrance is going to be out at Big League Dreams from the 9th through the 11th. It's going to start opening ceremonies at 9:00 on Friday, 9:00 a.m. on Friday.
This Friday,
August 9th. And you're having a special ceremony in remembrance of Specialist Burley, who was from Red Bluff, killed in action on July 30th. And that's going to be at what time?
8:30
that night.
And we want to pack that field to show the support to the family that, you know, we support our fallen.
And we'll talk about this, of course, for the next, 4 days. But hey, Matt, tell us a little bit about, AMVETS here. Cause we only got 2 minutes left, 2 or 3 minutes.
AMVETS is American Veterans. It's been around, I don't know, about 60.
1947.
There you go. Thank you very much. Our local group is Mojo Post 4, which stands for Maurice Johannesson, which is he was one of the people who helped found our group for our area. And this event is being brought to you by our post and the Ladies Auxiliary, which we couldn't do this without them. They've been awesome. They've helped take care of these guys for this event. You can do any kind of donation you want down at the Reading Bank of Commerce, or you can mail any donations to AMVETS Post 4, P.O. Box 697, Bella Vista, California, 96008. And there will be boxes at the wall to help support the wall specifically, because it's an all-donation event. and it's completely free to the public, but we ask you help support these kind of things.
Well, we pledge, we're going to pledge for all of our listeners to donate. We'll be there Friday night. We want to be there for the candle vigil and in a token of respect and appreciation for all of those from KCNR. We hope that our listeners do the same. Again, join us on Friday night. We will be there holding a candle in remembrance.
Okay, thank you very much for bringing the wall here, and I hope, and we're just going to keep pushing as we get it out. And thanks so much, JR, Matt, and Derek, to be here. By the way, we'll be right back after these messages. Dr. Payush Dhanuka.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Nadal Hassan planned to kill as many soldiers as he could. That's what the prosecutor has said, beginning the Army Major's trial at Fort Hood for the 2009 massacre, detailing how Hassan shot unsuspecting, defenseless soldiers. He is his own lawyer and could get to question the survivors who testify. Who's on the jury?
It's a 13-member panel, all officers. Some are peers in rank to Major Nidal Hassan. Some are his superiors. They were picked because the commanding general thinks they're the most educated and qualified to listen to Hassan defend himself of crimes, though admitting he shot and killed 13 fellow U.S. soldiers.
That's Fox News Radio's Evan Brown outside Fort Hood. Whitey Bulger's jury has just started deliberating in Boston, the reputed mob boss implicated in 19 murders. Americans are fleeing Yemen amid a big terror threat. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
Officials in Yemen have suggested that Al-Qaeda could be planning attacks on multiple targets across the country, but it's not clear if this is linked to the same intelligence that prompted the shutdown of 19 U.S. diplomatic posts across the Muslim world. That was sparked by an intercepted message between the head of Al-Qaeda and the leader of the group's Yemeni branch. Americans have already been evacuated from Yemen by the Air Force, and a U.S. drone strike earlier killed four suspected militants. Dave?
Emily, former President George W. Bush, hospitalized in Texas. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson explains why, live in Washington.
A blocked heart artery discovered during a routine physical yesterday put the nation's 43rd president under the knife this morning. Doctors at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas put a stent in the artery, surgery with no complications, according to a statement. And a spokesman says President Bush is in high spirits and hopes to get home by tomorrow, Dave.
Rich, President Obama goes to Phoenix to talk about the housing markets rebound. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 132 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your receivables being levied? If you're an independent contractor or business owner, you must know your rights and options. The IRS has the power to take your receivables and shut you down. Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
A Pennsylvania man was just in court the morning after a deadly shooting spree at a town meeting. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has more on what happened live.
Police at Ross Township, PA, say a long-standing feud with the town board over the condemnation of Rockne Newell's ramshackle property likely led him to open fire last night at a town hall meeting, killing three and injuring others.
He then retreated out of the building, went to his car. He secured a handgun, and he made his way back into the building.
The alleged gunman later tackled, shot with his own gun, and held until police arrived. A court recently put Newell's property up for sale. The 59-year-old arraigned this morning on murder charges, Dave.
In Canada, Jeff, a 100-pound python is blamed in the strangling deaths of two young boys. Police say it apparently escaped from its enclosure in a pet store underneath the apartment of the store owner.
Then the snake slithered through a ventilation system and fell through the ceiling into the room where the 5 and 7-year-old boys were sleeping. Now this, out of England, is just disgusting.
Discovered under the streets of London, a ball of fat, roughly the size of a double-decker bus and weighing 15 tons. It's what's known in the business as a fatberg, a collection of festering food fat mixed with baby wipes and other sanitary products. It looks as disgusting as it sounds, a giant white lump almost totally choking one of London's sewers. It was only discovered when toilets nearby wouldn't flush. The local water company saying if it hadn't been found and removed, raw sewage could soon have been spurting out of Londoners' toilets. Fatbergs are nothing new, but it's thought this is Britain's biggest ever. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
It's primary day in Detroit. Candidates for mayor are racing to lead what could be the largest U.S. city to ever go through a bankruptcy. Some of those on the ballot have come out against that bankruptcy filing. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Oh, I just got loud here all of a sudden. What is it? Oh, did somebody turn up my earphone?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Welcome back to our second hour here on KCNR. Currently 70 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you on this beautiful Tuesday morning? Looks like we're going to have temperatures around 95, our highs. Partly cloudy tonight with 64. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Go to AnselmoVineyards.com. Actually, they are just crazy, crazy busy. It's wonderful. 474-5546 for reservations. I'm going to be out there Thursday. You know, they've got wonderful horseback rides, and Thursday night is pizza night, and John Stadelli, fabulous chef. It's always happening at Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. And as we do every morning, Monday through Friday, we find out what's going on in Wall Street with our advisors here from Wells Fargo. In this case, it's Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets remain in negative territory this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 124 points at 15,487, while the NASDAQ is down 35 at 3,657, and the S&P 500's down 12 at 1,694. Oil's down $1.04 at $105.52 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.65%. Gold's down $18.50 this morning at $1,283, while silver's down 19 cents at $19.54 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Google's down $5.25 at $899.77. Goldman Sachs is down $3.27 at $165.05, while GE is down 2 dimes at $24.32. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on for our Market Minute, Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's 243-7561. Or just stop by Park Marina Drive to their offices down there. That's our Wells Fargo Advisors. Before we take our break here, I just, you know, Linda, the group that was just in here on this wall of remembrance. Wow. I tell you, this is something else, my friends. This is over 100 feet long. They're taking it all over the United States. They're taking it on the road with every name of every soldier, sailor, airman, marine, Coast Guard, E, that's been killed and wounded on there. Over 11,000 names since Beirut, 1983.
And they were telling us stories. Of course, we can't get it all on, you know, we have to take a break, and then we talk to our guest in between. And these guys, you heard the three gentlemen, and the one who two are from Orange County that are going to be like here, again with the wall. We have pledged that we will be there Friday night. We're going to be at Holiday Harbor on Friday morning. We're going to be doing a live remote. We invite you to come out and see us, see the houseboats, check it out. It's just like a spick and span clean marina. Fabulous. So we're going to be out there, do some, you know, trips around the boat and all that good stuff. And then we're going to come Friday night and be there, because I think that we all need to, this is part of our history, These are times in our history that have reflected on even what's happening today. Things can be brushed over, washed over, pushed aside, put in the back of history books, never looked at. And it's really our duty. And these guys are doing the duty. Now it's our duty to show up
and,
take part of it.
And also a remembrance for that night for a candlelight celebration for Specialist Burley, who was killed on July 30th. Red Bluff, a son of the North State here that was killed in combat in direct fire. I think it's important that we just, you know, take some time Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Let's go to the phones here. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly.
Have you got any word out on when that young man's will be returned to Red Bluff that was killed in Afghanistan?
Bill, I haven't heard yet, but we're in touch with the Patriot Guard and the Missing in America people and others that as soon as it comes out, we'll make sure that everybody knows.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
You bet, sir. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You bet. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We can talk Obamacare. We're going to talk about the socialization of America. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
From Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, delivered August 28, 1963. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from the stone mountains of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. This is Layla Mackey, community leader.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility. REU. We're here for you.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 68 degrees out there, but it's going to get hot today. That's for sure.
I think Bob plays the best bump music in the world.
Bad Bob and Bump. You know, yeah. What? Bad Bob, Bump. Bad Bob's Bump. Are you getting all this?
Speaking of bumps.
Back away slowly.
Step away slowly from that bump.
We have to still do some great shout outs for those people who really, you know, helped us. Janelle from Bridge House Bed and Breakfast. Over the weekend, you know, family came in to, celebrate Carl's birthday. He turned, a very big milestone.
Big milestone. That's right. I turned 21 yesterday. Hey, you know what? Here's the thing is that Linda says, what do you want to do on your birthday? So, you know, we did the movies and, you know, stuff. But then I said, you know what? I get to watch anything I want on TV. Mm-hmm. You know, just go, you know, and, you know, just lay there in bed. And the problem is when you have a Sleep Number bed is that I fall asleep.
Don't want to get out.
I don't want to get out. And she's there adjusting my number down to 35, which may be a little bit soft for all you tough Marines, but, I laid on the ground so much of my life that this was nothing to have a 35.
You try to explain it, but people don't really realize that only Sleep Number has dual air technology. That means that, you know, I have this remote and I can do my side any way I want to do my side. I don't have to deal with, is it too soft? It's for me on my side, which I like because I may change my mind and it's my right. So right now, I'm a 45.
And, you know, but you could be something else. I'm a 35 going, if I do anything, I'll go up. Now, you can find your own number, your own Sleep Number bed at our Sleep Number store. And queen mattresses are starting at $699. Not only that, but you can take advantage of the special financing on their newest innovations, plus free home delivery on select beds with Sleep Number. And they're located in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. But I tell you, when you go in there, it's like walking into the store of the future. They are going to lay you on the bed. There's computers there that's going to tell you this is exactly the type of bed you need. This is even your number. Now you can experiment with that. But again, you've got to go down there to our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. Sleep Number. Okay, our guest today we have something in common. Dr. Piyush Dhanuka and myself have something in common. Okay, you can say, it's too late. You can say, oh, don't do this. Happy birthday.
Tomorrow.
A day early.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you.
In another part of the world, it's your birthday. So
somewhere it's your birthday.
That's
right now.
True. That's true. That's true.
Our friend Dr. Dhanuka has just, last time you were here, you were talking about how long does it take to be an American? And you wrote an article for the paper, which was printed on July 3rd and to great acclaim. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened there?
Well, first I must thank you for encouraging me to submit that article. Initially, I wrote that just as an epiphany I had after talking with my daughter, and I just wanted to discuss this over radio. But then, Carl, thank you very much for asking me to sent it to the newspaper, and editor was generous enough to let me express my thoughts in an opinion editorial. So the article was about how long does it take for us to become American, and the way it started was my daughter wanted to build a bridge, and one of her friends asked her to the question that what flag are you going to put on the bridge, American or Indian? And she was puzzled because she always thought of herself as American. And also that recently we saw African-American Graduation Day being celebrated in Shasta College. It was great, good that people can do that, but was sad that we need to do that. And the article was about that how and why we identify ourselves as an hyphenated identity of African-American, Indian-American, Muslim-American, Jewish-American, etc., and how politicians exploit that.
And, you know, that was the part I really, you know, the fact is you're right, you know, that we, if you ask somebody, are you an American, you know, most people without thinking say, well, of course I am. And it's when you start, you know, and then you start adding things, but the big part where politicians exploit this.
Right.
They go after groups.
Right.
And they try to actually build walls between groups and instead of bringing us together.
It's divide and rule policy. And one of the things which is in the news all the time is nowadays that how everybody should try to get Hispanic American votes. But my question is, why is there a separate Hispanic cause? Why is there a separate African cause? If there is one cause, American cause, and that should encompass cause of everyone, including Hispanics, including Africans, including Indians, including Jewish people, including Muslim people, including Christian people, including Catholics, everyone. So politicians are, this has become a kind of a, there's no shame left. That's what surprises me. There's no shame left anymore, you know. They are very happy to announce that, yes, we are going to go for Hispanic votes.
And we will aim legislation just to get your votes as opposed to legislation which is good for America.
Right. So, you know, let's say the same thing comes up in immigration debate also again and again, that the whole thing has become a farce just to get Hispanic votes. So, but I'm an immigrant myself, and I think immigration is great. I think there should be open border. But you cannot have open border with a welfare state. If you want people to come here and work hard, then you can't just provide them the services for free. Let them pay the taxes. Let them build their career on their own. But the combination of a welfare state and open border is a bad thing.
Okay. Our guest is Dr. Payush Dhanuka, and we're going to take a quick break here and come back. I want you to tell me about the response after you put this into the paper and print. Where you sign your name. There's so many people that have got their little comments that they're afraid to put their name in there, which is sad. It's an anonymous group, but you put your name on it, and I want to hear what happened. And then we want to get into the other subject you came on today to talk about, in the socialization of America. So we'll be right back. Dr. Payush Dhanuka is our guest. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Every parent knows that slow motion feeling when you just can't get there in time. Like when your daughter thinks she can surf down the slide. At MD Imaging, you can be there for her while we handle matters of, is it broken? And can my cast be purple? Doctors trust MD Imaging because we treat every patient with the best care, even when it's just a sprain. And because we do everything right here, we know the monkey bars are calling. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Come play high-stakes Indian bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Have you tried our newest bingo specials? What a blast! Pick 8 for $10,000 and Bonanza Coverall for the grand prize of $20,000. That's in addition to Triple Try Bingo and Super Bingo for a chance to win the grand prize of $10,000. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo! Bingo! Over 100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month. Large. You can't win if you don't play, plus you only have to be 18 to play. If you don't like to job, let the machine do the work for you and try our hands-free electronic bingo. Who said you can't win them all? It's more than just a game. It's high-stakes Indian bingo. High-stakes. We are the only place in town to offer a breakfast buffet free with your bingo buy-in. So grab your friends and enjoy a delicious meal on us while you play bingo every last Saturday of the month. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com and check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. More games. More ways to win. More ways to win. More fun. More fun. Playing bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better on the river.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, good morning. Hey, you know, it's the hot weather is here and it's here to stay. This is why you need to call Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, service first, quality you can count on. I can't say enough about what they can do. They can, whether they maintain it, install, or repair. Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and his people are just outstanding. Both Bab Bob and I use them. Give them a call at 221-2642. That's 221-2642. Or check out homecomfort.org. If you've got a problem with your air conditioning, please give Alliance Heating and Air a phone call. Dr. Payush Dhanuka is our guest. We talked about his article in the paper, his editorial in the paper last on July 3rd. And what kind of response did you get from that?
It was overwhelming. It was overwhelmingly positive. I really just thought I would be expressing my ideas, but somehow I got a lot of positive reactions from people online, as well as phone calls, text messages, email, personal messages, and a lot of people have come up to me to say that was great. One of the responses which I really, really liked was not so great, but I really, really liked that one, and that was the one about you, Carl. because one response said that, of course, Dr. Dhanuka will be welcomed by people like Carl Bart. And I was telling Carl later that, Carl, soon you're going to get a bad name because of me.
Well, you know, the thing about it is when people say that, it's probably because they don't listen to the, you know, they don't listen to the show. And the fact that, you know, an open exchange of ideas, which is what we promote here, can't be bad. And if it's an open exchange of ideas in a polite atmosphere where nobody's getting name calling, like today they're talking about President Bush got a heart stent. People in there anonymously were calling for his death, hoping he died.
That's
I mean,
bad.
What is this? What? Why can't, you know, whoever said that, I'd love to have them come on the show and let's just talk. Let's talk about the things that we see in, you know, that we see differently or maybe things the same. It's mainly when I hear things like that, it's people that are fearful.
Right.
You know, they don't want to hear an open exchange of ideas and they're afraid to give their names because they're afraid of what people will say to them. Where you and I, but you, You're a private man, you're a private businessman, but you felt strong enough to put an editorial on the paper.
And I admire you guys for that, both Linda and Carl. You guys had just done a great job providing this platform to people to express their voice. This is a forum which is not available all the time. There are not too many places. I can express my ideas or somebody can express their ideas openly without being pre-staged. But what I like about your show is that I can come and speak whatever comes to my mind. You don't edit it. You don't give me a written script. You don't tell me what to talk about. And that I admire. That's a great public service.
Well, you know what? We welcome anybody. If you have something you want to talk about and it has to do with our society and it, you know, you're saying, oh, I would never be able to say this. Oh yeah. The only thing we don't do is you know certain words we don't allow on because the FCC doesn't allow them on. What other things? That if attacks on people, direct attacks on people, yes, calling for the absolutely harm of people or the overthrow of our nation. You know, I mean, you know, whether I agree with Barack Obama is really, I mean, we all have that ability. But I would never call for his death.
Well, I would never call for, you know, if he was ill, for him to die. I mean, this is horrible things to say.
Yeah.
He is our elected president. Whether we agree with him or not or think we're going in the right direction, he is still the president of our country.
And to any person on the street, even.
Yes.
Why should we say that?
Yes. I don't understand. And I don't understand this hatred. And this is why it is so good to have your opinions, doctor, because you come from another country. You've immigrated here. You're now an American citizen. And you see things that perhaps many don't because we've been born and raised in this culture.
We're lucky to be here.
Oh, and here's the deal, again, and this is why we welcome you open-heartedly. It's important to be able to help our fellow Americans and humankind think. Just don't be. It's important to be, of course, you know, to be at peace, but to think, how we move in life does matter. And, I think that's what was so thought provoking and wonderful about your article. That's what we love. We welcome you because we need more people like Piyush Dhanuka to come out and talk about, okay, I'm putting my stuff out there. And I think everybody should put their stuff out there so people really can make the ripple effect of making a difference in our world.
And we've got like 40 seconds left here, but this is why we appreciate you coming on. And we appreciate your honesty, but we also appreciate your courage. And, you know, I mean, it takes somebody of courage. All the people that have come out there and put their names out there and put their thoughts and their beliefs out there, it takes courage.
Well, I believe what John Hancock did. So you must put a John Hancock on the paper.
There you go. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Now we're going to get back into the subject that Dr. Dhanuka came here to see, okay, or to talk about. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Successful surgery for former President George W. Bush. Doctors at the Cooper Clinic in Dallas yesterday inserted a stent into an artery near the 43rd President's heart. A routine exam found a blockage there. He's said to be in high spirits and eager to return home. It's taken nearly 4 years, but the trial of alleged Fort Hood mass murderer Major Nidal Hassan has just gotten underway.
He has the option to make an opening statement like the prosecutors and has the right to cross-examine the government witnesses testifying against him. That includes any surviving victims called to the stand.
Fox News Radio's Eben Brown in Killeen, Texas. 13 were killed, more than 30 wounded in the November 2009 rampage. A storied American newspaper has an interesting new owner.
The Amazon.com founder Jeff Bezos purchasing the Washington Post for $250 million. Last year, the Washington Post suffered a $54 million operating loss.
Fox Radio's Jared Halper and Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great-tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus, extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 800-98-STEEL. You must act now. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The Pulse of Shasta County with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:34 in the morning. It's going to be about 98 today, so it's 68 right now. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. What can I say? Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. I'm in there someplace. And it's man's last stronghold. You know what? Do I get a – hey, D.C., I'm D.C. and Tim. Hey, D.C., do I get a double because I'm a veteran and a senior? Or is that just something is like, okay, if I can make – find my way there, I should – you know, I should be happy that I'm just sitting upright and you're cutting my hair, right? Cypress Square Barbershop, my buddy's down there. Hey, our guest is Dr. Pius DeNuca. And though we talked about for the first half of the show about the last time he was on there and what he wrote – we want to talk about Obamacare and what you see as an impending doom of our medical care.
Go ahead. I think impending doom sounds like, okay, what are we going to deal with this air that we have to breathe? We all have to breathe it, kind of getting forced to breathe it. How do we deal inside of this bubble?
So I've been thinking about it for the last couple of weeks, how to discuss this issue, because this is such a large issue. This is, if you go into specifics of healthcare, it's quite complicated. It's after all 18% of our economy, and much more complicated now with all the regulations. So it would be impossible for me to cover all of it or even a lot of it in a short time. So what I wanted to do was maybe do it over a series of talks,
okay,
over next few times and over a couple of times and go into more specifics later. But today, maybe I can start with my basic premise, and over next shows, we can discuss a little bit more in details and specifics of the issues, which people are free to cross-check and question me. I would love to hear the critique of my opinions. And also will encourage people to fact-check my statements.
Which we should do with everything that you hear out there, because you can't just stuff that comes across the Internet and things we have.
Absolutely.
You'll find that a lot of it isn't exactly true.
I'm sad. But I would love to go into some specific facts.
Sure.
Over the next few shows. And maybe, I mean, I've been thinking about it, maybe we can carry these conversations off the radio show sometime later, maybe on your Facebook page or maybe some other ways on your sites, but because this is something which is impossible to discuss in a short time without going into the details, and devil is in the details.
Well, as I'm listening devil's to you, I'm thinking is that maybe we ought to have a panel, and then we do it like we used to. We go down to a meeting room, and we put it out over the station, but we also videotape it so we can put it on YouTube and have not just you, but maybe a couple other
physicians that are talking about it, and with the viewpoints here about what we can do to help ourselves. But let's get into your overview,
sure,
of what we were talking about.
And maybe
about.
In that panel we should have somebody from opposing view
That's what I'm thinking about, is right. So that we can hear these, because we've had other people come in here and talk about why Obamacare is so good for us. And I tell you what, she had some very, I mean, she had you starting to nod. And when you start to nod up your head up and down, you're,
road, it can be advantageous, I think was the general feeling that there are a few items that down the road can be of help for all Americans.
Yeah. Okay. So
before we go into the details, what we need to understand is the principles. And otherwise we'll be lost in the details. So the basic premise of healthcare is we all need it at some point of time. Our families need it. The question is, how do we get the service? Is the service something which we should be getting in a private fashion, in a private transaction from a private doctor or a staff or a private nurse or a private hospital? Or should the government be providing the services? So the central question is, what's the role of government in providing services? There is no question that government must provide the security, law and order, contract, enforcement. But should the government provide healthcare as a service or not? And my premise is that is something which we need to address first, because I strongly believe government providing the service creates a problem, not solves it. And we can fight over the fine details, but those are the problems which we can never solve. And here is why I say that. Before I say that, let me tell you a story. There was a time when there were two cats who baked a cake, but they couldn't agree on how to divide it. So they started fighting over it. So a monkey comes along and says, I will divide the cake for you and give it to you in a fair and equitable fashion. So he takes out a scale, divides the cake into two halves, puts it on either side, but the one side is a little bit heavier. So to make it even, he takes a bite out of it. Now the second side becomes heavier. So he must take a bite out of the second one to make it even. But lo and behold, now the first one is heavier. He takes a bite from that. So he keeps going back and forth until the cake is almost finished. The cats are in a panic. The cake is going to finish. So they tell the monkey, please stop. Just let us eat whatever is left. We'll divide ourselves. So monkey yells at them and says, what? You guys are very selfish. How about my fees for my labor? So he finishes the leftover cake and goes off to a branch and sleeps. And the cats go hungry.
I think, and you're saying something to the effect that this seems to be like our government today. our government is eating our cake and then charging us for it.
The monkey's getting fat.
It truly is. Because what happens is government doesn't produce any service. It doesn't produce any resources. What it does is, it promises to redistribute it, but in order for it to redistribute it, it must first take over the resources. And who produces the resources and who owns it? People. So government must assume the power to confiscate your property and your fruits of labor first, before it can redistribute it.
And then from what you're saying, we have to take a break here, is the government is not a job producer or a wealth producer. It just confiscates via taxes, and you can use any word you want to, but, you know, for whatever reason, but it confiscates through taxes and fees and other things. They're taking your cake, and they're eating your cake, and they're not leaving you very much. And right now, we're not taking as much cake. But what we're seeing here, especially with the medical cares, are going to take all of our cake.
Yes.
We'll be right back after these messages.
The date, August 7th, Discover Health. Join us in the celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event, including school-aged children. Vendors will be located in the Event Center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier life, and much more. All ages welcome. Blood source on-site, blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, hearing, vision, and dental. For details on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Better yet, head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on August 7th and check out yet another great health fair this year. Presented to you by Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better on the river.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon at 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
A few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Going off the rails. I'm a crazy
friend. Welcome back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's, 8:46 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, the North State's premier Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership. What can I say? Not only are their neighbors making great deals for you, their service department is absolutely second to none. They take great pride in treating their neighbors and people right. Give them a call at 223-2177 or go down and see them at 555 Cypress Avenue, Reading Crown Motors. You know what? We're happy and proud to have them on our show as a sponsor. Our guest is Dr. Piyush Dhanuka. And Dr. Dhanuka, before we get back to you, we have a caller on the line. Tim, good morning. Do you have a question for the doctor?
Yeah. Carl and Linda, thank you, Dr. Dhanuka. If the politicians had voted for this Obamacare, if it's so good, how come they don't get on it? And how can we get them to have the same thing that they want us to have?
Jim, good morning.
Good question.
You stole my thunder. I was going to mention that.
Thank you, Tim.
Right.
Well, you know, the fact is that they were going to have a complete brain drain if you've been following this. And I'm sure, okay, what's your thoughts on that one? That, hey, if we're going to have to be on this and pay for this, we're leaving.
Yes. So, this is exactly what happens. You know, just to mention what I was saying earlier, in order to confiscate and redistribute the fruits of people's labor, government must build a machine of bureaucracy. And the primary purpose of that bureaucracy and government machinery is to protect itself and feed itself while pretending to help the people. So if they pass a law, that should be universally applied. But every law we have on the books right now has million exemptions. I mean, I'm being a little exaggerated here, but every law has exemption. And the prime example of that is how Congress and administration shamelessly, I will call it shamelessly, exempting themselves from the same laws which they're passing for other people and for the public and saying that it's good for you. What's good for you must be good for me also.
Well, you know, and the latest on this, of course, is where all these people from on Congress and the congressional staffers said, if we have to pay for Obamacare, my gosh, we're just going to leave. And the senators and the congressmen, I mean, actually whining. Oh, right. We can't do that. We can't do that. And so what happens? Yeah, the White House makes a deal that says we're going to pay 75% of your Obamacare fund, which is, you know, because we're going to have to pay a lot more, out of a special dispensation, special checks or whatever. Well, the first thing is one, it's not fair because they're not doing it for everybody. And second, it's against the law.
Yeah, it's illegal also. But
yes.
But then when that's what happens when the lawmakers have all the power, they break the laws. And they take the power away from people. They break the laws. That's what is happening. They have exempted the corporations from the requirement of the law of employers-based insurance. But they haven't exempted the individuals.
Right.
So selective application of law is illegal. It's unconstitutional.
And this is what they're trying to tell him. You know, Obama can't just change something because it's not working for him because this thing is horrendous. You know, and the funniest part about this is that, oh, we'll lose our brains if the congressional staff leaves. Well, perhaps that's good. If those are your brains, perhaps maybe you should read these bills. Maybe you should get involved with them before you vote on them and not have to come up with something that says, well, let's just pass it to see what's in it. Great idea, Pelosi. How's that working for you?
Let me tell you, I have a strong dislike for people who call themselves brainy.
Oh, yeah.
The people who call themselves brainy are nothing but crooks because they exploit others and claim that they know better than us. So-called experts are the worst thing for us to have in politics. What is better is a simple common sense, and these experts exclude that simple common sense to benefit themselves.
And on that one, we'll take a quick break. Our guest, Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, and you know what? The idea of having common sense as opposed to, to a self-proclaimed grandiose opinions of yourself is such a great idea. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bach.
Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Are you concerned about your investments in this volatile market? Don't know who to believe or what investment advisor will tell you the truth about your options? Whether you want lower risk investments or dividend paying stocks, I can help you. But first, I'd like to invite you to join us for Financial Bingo, August 7th at Red Lobster Restaurant. This is a fun evening with great food and prizes and your chance to get to know my firm, the Advice Center. This month, we're adding a question and answer session to answer your investment, tax, or estate planning questions. Join me for a fun and informative evening. To join us for Financial Bingo August 7th at Red Lobster or to schedule a free consultation, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 or go to theadvicecenter.com. That's 244-7526 or 244-PLAN for your investment, insurance, and tax planning needs.
Securities through Royal Alliance. Member FINRA, SIPC. Companies are separate and independent from Royal Alliance.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Don't back down, my friends. You can stand up. Stand up for your rights. This portion of the show is brought to you by,
well, by Holiday Harbor. And of course, we're going to be out there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but we're going to be doing a live remote. We want you to come out and see Holiday Harbor. Check out, where you can actually have a staycation. They have a line of, you know, of course, incredible houseboats made locally in Reading. Veteran owned, very clean. They make their houseboats. Love the fact that they keep it local. They've got jet skis and package deals. Come out. We are going to invite our friends and our staff and all of you, our friends, to come join us at Holiday Harbor this Friday morning, or check out their staycation at lakeshasta.com.
Okay, our guest, Dr. Paige Danuk, and we've got about 5 minutes here, Doc.
So, expounding on my previous thought, what happens is in a small country, any system can work. But in a large country like America, in order for government to provide services, it must grow with the bureaucracy. And larger the government becomes, more inefficient it becomes, just because it's too large to
right.
be efficient,
yeah.
and more corrupt it becomes. And the reason it becomes very corrupt is, bigger the power, more concentrated it becomes in a few central hands. That's what happened in Soviet Union. That's what happened in Mao's leap forward, great leap forward. So in those fewer hands, the chances of corruptions are even greater. And what's happening now with the healthcare is, in name of providing service, that's what progressive forces are doing. They wanted to control the resources. That's the primary purpose. Quality is the excuse, or affordable insurance is an excuse. But the real purpose is to control the resources in fewer and fewer hands, which become more and more isolated from the people who are actually involved in taking care of the patients or involved in getting the care, that is patients themselves. So it started with the Medicare, then Medicaid, then now Obamacare. But the real result of these things is it becomes more and more concentrated in fewer and fewer hands, which are far away from the place of service in Washington, D.C. So number one, they become isolated and they don't have efficiency. Second, they become corrupt. They distribute to their favorites based on lobbying, political connections, and sometimes, frankly, contributions to their campaigns or something else. And we are going to see more and more of that, and I want to expound that further in details in next few sessions and maybe online sometimes on your sites to give with specific examples and facts how that is done. And I would encourage your listeners to check those facts and discuss those things online or in my, with my future sessions.
Well, you know, Doctor, the fact of what you're saying here is the whole idea is to keep pushing us down that, I think you used it, is that they're herding us into the chutes. And what do you, what do you want to be? The cow or the cowboy? So they're taking our medical practices or taking our health care and they're putting their hands on it and with the government, and they're going to take more and more control of it, which they're doing. And people are starting to find out just how much that control is, that, you know, how much it's going to cost them, what, you know, where's, when, what's going to happen to them. And this is, I think they need to understand, we all need to understand, is that we need to stop this now, or we're going to be, like my friend whose mother is, 73 years old in England, who is waiting for a operation on a tumor on her kidney, but they don't know when it's going to be because it's whatever the socialized health service says.
It's much, much worse in other countries, and I will discuss that in future. One last statement I would like to make is that it's for us, for people. We have to remember that if we expect the service, we are going to go down the chute. We have to stop expecting from the government any service. That's, we have to introspect ourselves. We should be prepared to sacrifice the benefits, and then we can change it.
Well, that's a shift in American culture. Those of you and those of you who are listening know that it is self-responsibility. But for many of Americans and those who voted for Obama with promises and or other leaders with promises do believe that we should all be taken care of by the government, which then you lose your freedoms.
Exactly.
And as soon as you do that, as soon as you say, I will accept this and this and this, this becomes my dole, then I will give up my freedom to make these choices.
You must follow them.
Thank you so much, Dr. Payesh Dinuka.
It's always an honor to
always
have you
honor
with
here.
Us.
Tomorrow, Rob Pelletti, Chief of Police, will be here with us. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Army Major Nadal Hassan's now on trial for the worst mass murder ever at an American military base, and he doesn't deny doing it. Fox News Radio's Eben Brown is live at Fort Hood, Texas.
Chris, Major Nidal Hassan took less than 60 seconds to make his opening remarks to his court-martial panel. He simply agreed that the evidence would show he's the shooter, but that he came to believe he was on the wrong side of the war on terror, and that now both sides have death, destruction, and devastation. His statement came after prosecutors spent an hour previewing their case, detailing the shooting spree, Hassan's weapons concealed under his army combat uniform, his screaming of Allah Akbar, and how he made sure the lone civilian in the room left before he began shooting. Chris?
Evan Brown at Fort Hood, Texas. A statewide search in California for two kids whose mother was found dead in a burned-down house in San Diego County. Police suspect the man who owns the house did it and took the woman's 16-year-old daughter, 8-year-old son, or both with him.